Experiencing the self-critic. Begin by settling into your posture, feeling into the different elements of the posture, feeling the weight of your body on the ground, sitting comfortably, either on a cushion or a chair. And paying attention to the spine, so there's a sense of the spine rising upwards, almost as if there's a thread at the crown of your head pulling you up. So there's that sense of a natural curve in the lower back. And then form the intention to practice compassion and clarify your motivation, why you want to do it. So spending a few moments formulating your own form of words to express why you practice compassion. And then paying attention to the breathing, slightly deepening your breathing. It may help to count 3 or 4 to the in-breath and a similar count for the out-breath. If counting doesn't work for you, then just go with slightly deepening the in-breath, feeling the abdomen rise on the in-breath, fall on the out-breath. Paying attention to the breath as you breathe out. Notice how when you breathe out, it's almost as if the center of gravity drops more fully into your body. So at this point, bringing your attention more fully into the body, letting your breathing fall back to its natural rhythm, and aware of the weight of the body, feeling of contact and pressure as it rests on the chair or cushion. Mind resting in the body like the body rests on the ground. And then opening to how you're feeling in the body. Notice the sensations you may be feeling. Some might be physical, others might be emotion expressed in the body, like tensing or contracting. So align yourself to open more fully to inhabiting being present in your body. Softening around any areas of tensing. Simply being with our experience as we find it. Mind resting in the body, body resting on the ground. Now bring to mind a memory of a recent time when you felt the presence of the self-critic. That inner voice of criticism, condemning in your head. Or otherwise think of something that you often criticize yourself about. So when you start to get the feeling of the critic, and in particular, when you start to hear that inner stream of words that the critic normally chastises you with, see if you can project the sense of the critic outwards so you're looking at it. So imagine it takes a visual form in front of you. And just let your imagination come up with whatever form appears. So we imagine we're looking at the critic in front of us. And then notice any details of how it appears. Its eyes, its facial expression, color. So spend a few moments paying attention to the different aspects of its appearance. And then pay attention to what it's saying to you, the kinds of words it uses, the tone of voice. And then also notice what kind of emotions it's directing at you. and also how these emotions might be expressed in the way it's looking in its eyes. So letting the critic express itself in the way it normally does. And now I bring your attention back to yourself, the one who's looking at the critic, the one who's been criticized. And you may like to place your hand on your heart as a gesture of soothing, self-soothing. And notice how you feel to be on the receiving end of the critic, what it says, the emotions it expresses. How does this feel? And then you can ask yourself the question, does the self-critic have my best interest at heart? And if so, does this actually work as intended? Now let the image of the critic fade in your mind, almost as if it's just fading away. And then come back to just simply resting, mind resting in the body, body resting on the ground. Noticing if there are any feelings left over from the practice, and particular how these may feel in the body. And then as you come out of the practice, spend a few moments reflecting on it. And you might find it useful to make a few notes on a piece of paper or in your journal in response to the following reflections. What form did your critic take? What kind of things did it say to you? What kind of emotions did it direct at you? How did this make you feel? Does the critic have your best interests at heart? And if it claims it does this actually work as intended? And then concluding this practice with a simple dedication, making the wish that through practicing in this way, we gain insight and understanding into ourselves, into the critic, which is then the basis of a genuine compassion for all parts of ourselves, and then for others who also struggle in a similar way.